Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-610-9070. That's 800-610-9070. 800-610-9070.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
This is Into Tomorrow, just as the announcer said, for the weekend of February 16th, 2018. And yes, I am Dave Graveline. Thank you for joining us on the program. And a extra thank you when you call in and we get to hear you actually joining us on the program. And then you'll say thank you when we send some fabulous prizes your way. You want to stay tuned. We got some really cool stuff to share with you, and we'll do just that coming up in a couple of minutes. In the control room, Ross Moe and Horatio here in the studio with me, the sickly
Joe Cassera, but I'm feeling a lot better.
You are,
now.
And you're sounding better
sounding
than the first
better,
hour.
Yeah. It's all the excitement of being on the show.
Yeah, there you go. If you missed the first hour when he was more nasal, be sure and check that out. It was very difficult. Erasmo had to edit him and just do some other stuff. And who are you?
Chris Graveline.
All right, thanks. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Soon to be sick.
Because Joe's breathing that direction, I noticed, more so than toward the host. Thank you.
Hey, stop that.
Tech news and commentary in this segment, and then we will get to those calls that do earn you fabulous prizes when we hear you on the air.
The heads of six major U.S. intelligence agencies have warned that American citizens should not use products and services made by Chinese tech giants Huawei and ZTE. According to a report by CNBC, the intelligence chiefs made the recommendation during a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing.
Well, they don't have to credit CNBC. We watched it when they were the hearing, so you can just say, at the hearing.
Yeah. The group included the heads of the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and the Director of National Intelligence. During his testimony, FBI Director Chris Wray said the government was deeply concerned about the risks of allowing any company or entity that is beholden to foreign governments that don't share our values to gain positions of power inside our telecommunications networks. He added that this would provide the capacity to maliciously modify or steal information, and it provides the capacity to conduct undetected espionage.
So you're about 10 years too late, Congressperson.
Yeah, exactly. That's been happening, unfortunately, for a long time now. Yeah. And we're worried about Russian collusion. What about all this stuff? And if I every time I go to China, 2-3 times a year, I still have to use all kinds of nefarious ways just to connect to my social media.
Through the great firewall.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Trying to get through that great firewall. And it's always not easy. Sometimes you get through in different places and different ways. And, of course, using
VPN.
Yeah, VPN. Yeah, exactly. And using that virtual private network allows me to then connect. But they're going to be on to more of those, the more everybody uses them. But it's really weird because when you're in China and you talk about those things, the Chinese are like looking over their shoulder when they're telling you what they use and how that VPN stopped working because the government found out and they had to go find this one. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, don't ask anybody there anything about Tank Man.
No. I made that mistake many years ago.
What is that?
You can't do it in China, but Google it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was my first visit to Tiananmen Square. And I'm asking our guide, who was a soldier in the Chinese army but spoke English, if he ever saw that famous picture of the guy standing in protest in front of the Chinese tank. And he goes, shh, no. I went, really? And he's looking around and he's like, you know, oh, no, we can't talk about that. Well, oh, okay. Did you ever see it? No. Well, I could send a copy. No. No, don't send me a copy of anything. And I thought, okay, now that's odd because I went back to the hotel later that night, and I'm Googling and Yahooing and every search engine, Binging. Bing is useless anyway. But I'm trying every search I can find to come up with Tiananmen Square tank protester, and it was all redacted. You know, you could see certain things and a little bit of a story. No pictures, no information about that from the hotel in China. And this was, of course, in Beijing. And I thought, oh, how bizarre. Then I used a VPN, Googled it. There it all is. And I'm thinking, too bad this guy is scared, because I could have then just showed him on my phone the next day, look, this is what I was talking about. Because the next day, we were headed to the Great Wall of China.
And then the next day, you'd never hear from him again.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to get him in trouble. But I've so wanted to say, look, this is what I'm talking about. Now, I'll erase it, so you don't have to worry. Well,
he knew damn well what you were talking about. He just didn't want to admit it.
Yeah, but this is the same guy that was trying to shoot a video piece with the producer in Tiananmen Square and almost gets himself arrested.
Yeah. Mm. I started arguing with the Chinese police that suddenly encircle us on about 12 or 14 Segways. I mean, like, they were there like that. It's like, where did you all come from?
Apparently, you pull a video camera out in Tiananmen Square, they're right there.
Yeah. Now, if it was just, and that's what was described to us, we were using a professional video camera, right. But if you pull out a little hand thing, they expect that from tourists, okay. But we weren't being touristy. That and the fact that I had a microphone with a mic flag on it and a cable going to the camera, those are news people. And, they were not pleased.
Well, how do you mitigate that? Do you have to make arrangements with the government first before a news outfit goes out there? Or?
Kind of.
Okay.
I ended up getting a 10-year visa as a business person.
Okay.
Because I own my business.
Right.
What do you mean? I'm not a journalist, because that would freak them out. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then, though, I have my retirement badge as a Miami-Dade police officer. That works anywhere in the world to just calm people down. It's like, no, I'm a former police officer, not a problem, don't worry. I start to pull that out, which the driver had seen before and thought it was very cool. Mm-hmm. And he goes, no. They'll think you're FBI, and then we'll all go to jail.
Oh,
really? He goes, yeah, I'll tell you more later. I went, holy cow. And we managed to get a couple of pictures off, which I had posted years ago on Facebook, and they're there somewhere. And and sure enough, you see the police officer on his radio trying to run. He was running our driver's identification. Mm-hmm. We had our passports with us, and of course they're thinking, oh, great. Two more Americans causing trouble with one of our Chinese army guys. Mm. But we weren't. Everything, we were just doing our thing. And it was very simple. We weren't doing any espionage or anything weird. We were just saying, and here at Tiananmen Square, you know, whatever, you know, right next to Mao Zedong's grave site and so forth and the whole bit. It was
that's
just
okay. Keep sending us our electronics, though, and we'll turn the other way.
And keep spying on us with the devices. So, yeah, don't buy stuff from Wawa and
Huawei or ZTE.
Huawei.
No, Wawa's the gas station.
Wawa's the gas station.
They're pretty good. Nice restrooms.
Yeah, and nice, good sandwiches. Mm. Yeah. The San Francisco Bay Area topped the country in yet another category, residents moving out. According to a new real estate study, 16,000 residents packing up and taking to the road for cheaper housing and new opportunities. The Bay Area remains the top region in the country for outward migration, and they continue to just get people out of there. And now there was a new report about even Google and Apple engineers being paid great money can't afford to buy a house in the San Francisco Bay Area. It has gotten way out of control. So let that be a lesson. Don't move to San Francisco.
Some of the most egregious examples of poverty in all of Silicon Valley, you can see, are people that work at these corporations.
Yes.
So I tell people, you know, you work in IT, you work in computers, what do you think? I will never do anything out there in Silicon Valley, because they have this facade of, oh, it's fantastic, it's very egalitarian, and we're a meritocracy, we don't care what the color of your skin or what you believe or what you do, it's all about the kind of productivity and ideas you bring. That's baloney, number one. And I tell a lot of the kids that I tutor at a local university here, don't drop out, get your degree, because even if Google comes and picks you up and just gives you the world on a silver platter, they're going to chew you up, suck you dry, and in 4 years, you're going to be out. They don't want you because you're dried up, you're burnt out as far as they're concerned, and then what are you going to do?
They just use you for your best years right out of school. And
that's coming to light now with a lot of this, you know, a lot of the techno hate that's coming out from politicians and regular folks about, hey, you know, this utopia, this technology utopia that you sold us is not coming true. And the way you treat your own folks, it's unconscionable.
True.
In an effort to combat driver fatigue, Uber will be forcing its drivers to take a break. The new feature in the ride-sharing platform will kick in automatically once drivers have been active for 12 hours and will disable drivers' abilities to accept trips during the following 6-hour period.
So it's not a suggestion. The driver's app that can control them going to pick someone up and so forth is going to just shut off.
Right. It will not allow them to accept a ride for 6 hours.
Wow.
So already the company has this policy in place in a few cities across the U.S. to comply with local regulations, but the new feature will now affect drivers throughout the entire country. While this change isn't likely to affect the vast majority of drivers, because Uber notes that around 60% of the drivers use Uber less than 10 hours per week, the company certainly has power drivers that bring the numbers up for everyone. I mean, as such, this new feature is meant to protect the small but important minority of workers who might be overworking themselves.
How about protecting their riders?
Yeah.
Because you get a drowsy Uber driver or Lyft or anybody else, and you're, hello, wake up, you're veering into other traffic, and so, not a good thing. So, you know, kudos to them for at least saying, all right, we're forcing them to do it. I'm sure it was a suggestion a while ago, and they said, we don't want to infringe on your income, but if you're not safe, this is a problem. Liability for them as well.
Probably pushed on them by their insurance companies as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Companies in China and Japan are seeing strong revenues from mobile gaming, with Fate Grand Order from Sony taking the top overall revenue spot. That, according to data from Sensor Tower, companies in Asia took 8 of the top 10 spots in mobile gaming revenue, with Candy Crush Saga from King and Clash Royale from Supercell, the only Western games to make the list. Neva in Fairbanks, Alaska, listens to Into Tomorrow on News Radio 970 KFBX. Hello, Neva.
I have 3 towers and a laptop, and I would like to know if I can take the hard drives out of them and just combine them into one, or do I need to copy them onto an external drive and do it that way? Because I just want to get rid of them because they're just taking up space. And so I want to combine everything into one.
Well, Neva, if what you mean is that you want to put all your drives in a single computer, you will most likely be able to put at least a few of the drives you have in a single tower, if not all of them. Desktop computers usually have a few open spots, open ports, if you will, for extra hard drives. Now, if you're talking about combining the data in a single drive, you can do that too, as long as that drive is large enough. You may even be able to do that without removing them.
And you can copy the data over a network or an external drive, like you mentioned. Copying between drives installed in the same computer will probably be quicker, but you don't have to do it that way if you don't want to take them apart. Now, if the computers are old, there's a good chance that you can buy a single hard drive large enough to store all the information without spending a lot of money.
If Neva means she wants to get rid of her 3 desktop computers and move that data onto her laptop, I suggest you make this as easy as possible on yourself and move all the data that you wish to keep that's in each of your towers to a cloud service like OneDrive or Google Drive. Then download what you need onto your laptop. If you stick with OneDrive and you're on a PC, you won't even have to download all of your files. It has a feature called Files on Demand that will download files from the internet only when you need them, cleverly enough. The solution is free. There's nothing wrong with using an external drive if you want to spend the money. I don't suggest you take the drives out of the towers, though. They're likely 3.5-inch SATA drives, and they require additional power to run when connected to an interface cable for a laptop.
Ah, so good input there and good point. So, Neva, I hope we've helped you out. If not, then by all means, call back and clarify, and we'll be delighted to address it again for you or in more detail. And by the same token, if you as a listener has any input for not only Neva, but any of our callers or emailers, we invite that as well, because we send you prizes for participating that way. Listeners helping other listeners are some of our favorite calls. So either way, jot down this number. You never know when you have a consumer tech question, a digital dilemma that we can solve. 800-899-INTO. That's
800-899-4686.
Or the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com.